Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Now 30 seconds into hour number two. And our phone system went down the last hour. We will now go back to your calls and get all the great callers who've been holding on air, and then I'll get into the EU's expansion not going too well. Mexican special forces troops in multiple states killing Americans. And then there's a national news blackout on that and much more. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Jim in Pennsylvania was trying to make a point when the phone system went down. He was one of the first to get back in. Go ahead, Jim.
How you doing, Alex? Okay, I lost my train of thought. But anyway, I've seen all your movies, like I said, from American Destroyer by Design and Martial Law, Rise of the Police State. And clearly, Martial Law is your best film as far as production and the information you give to prove that 9/11 was an inside job. But I'm actually a little confused about one particular part. It's in the second part where you get into how 9/11 was an inside job. At one point you say, along the lines of, we have a clear picture as to what happened on 9/11, and you go into it and you say that when the passengers got on the plane, that a gas went off inside the plane that knocked out all the passengers, and the plane was taken over by remote control and flown into the World Trade Center and into the Pentagon. Now, I've seen a couple other films, for example, Painful Deceptions. I believe you had that guy, Eric, I can't pronounce his last name, on your show. And they make a pretty good case that no commercial airline hit the Pentagon, and I'm a little bit confused as to what you think. Do you believe that a plane hit the Pentagon?
Well, there are people that believe holograms did it, too, and I don't believe it. No, I'm serious.
But he makes a pretty good case.
I've been attacked. No, I think Eric Hupschman and a lot of people have done a great job. I have decided to not delve into that because there are 600 other points I can totally prove, and obviously something's wrong at the Pentagon. Obviously something's going on there. Obviously they grabbed the surveillance tapes, yada, yada, yada. But we know that they did take control of those aircraft. We do know they took control and then shot down 93. We do know the planes hit Tower 1 and 2. And so I just make the point that they took control of the aircraft. And from my internal sources, it was a drill. And I even reported this before it was even in the mainstream news. And that they killed the people on board and then flew them into the buildings. And that the so-called hijackers were government agents taking part in a drill. And we have all the evidence of that. Then you can debate the Pentagon. But regardless, that other flight that took off was commandeered and did go somewhere. But, again, that's the problems from my point of view. And I'm allowed to have my views, and I'm allowed to not, to decide what I mean.
Hold on,
you're here talking about it, which is fine, but I'm allowed to say that, looking at this, that let's say I'm putting on a murder case against somebody who, you know, we caught with the dead body, with 100 videos of them killing, torturing people, 20 dead bodies in the backyard, all their admissions and all this other stuff. Then there's some other murder we think they might have committed. We got a lot of evidence they did it, and they're not passing lie detector tests. But I can only decide. I can only put on a murder case for one murder, because that's the first trial. And so I'm focusing in on the one where I've really got them. Okay. And I think the debate predominantly should be about the public officials warned not to fly, Al-Qaeda being CIA, the public officials cashing in with insider trading, the NORAD drills, Cheney ordering it to stand down.
I agree.
This is all the stuff that cannot be debated, and unfortunately, hardly anyone's talking about it but me. Okay, everybody else is off on not something I want to call wild goose chases, but things that, we know that the magician did something with the rabbit. We know it's a fraud. We know it's a scam. Okay, but I'm not focusing on the magician's trick, the most sneaky part of his trick. I'm focusing on all the things that we can totally prove.
Okay. I understand where you're coming from then. You kind of cleared it up a little bit for me. Just keep up the good work. You're doing a great job, man.
I totally admire
what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that. And I've really been criticized by a lot of the 9/11 people, and I'm not punching back because it doesn't do anything. But it's a waste of time. I mean, I've been attacked because I won't take their orthodoxy, their view. I won't run with it. Well, I'm a free person. I'll do what I want.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in his mercy. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. I'm offering you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to receive a free booklet. Christ will pour out his mercy and love to you in great abundance. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to spend a few minutes on the 9/11 truth movement, since a caller just brought it up, Jim in Pennsylvania. Then we'll go to Jeff and Chris and Rick and Joe and many others that are patiently holding to get into all this news. I was the first person to talk about 9/11. I talked about it 2 months before it happened. I said they'll probably use Bin Laden as the fall guy to attack the World Trade Center. They may even use the Northwoods plan with aircraft. I mean, I did probably 20 radio shows on it in the 2 months leading up to 9/11. I did whole three-hour radio shows. I did two-and-a-half-hour show on TV where I gave out the White House phone number and said, call them, tell them don't carry out the attack. Because of the propaganda I saw them using, they were preparing us for the terror attack. The attack's coming. Give your rights up. Here's Bin Laden. He's about to get you. And then my government sources and their past activities, I saw it coming. And then I got on the radio on the morning of 9/11, on the two shows that are on before this one, and then on my own broadcast, and I got a lot of heat for it, and I laid out the facts, and then I made the first 9/11 film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, emergency release, that was out 2 weeks after 9/11. I mean, I went into the studio, shot it for 2 hours talking with the articles, put video over it, and put it out. And I said, I'm just going to offer it for a couple months till the real Road to Tyranny's done. And 3 months later, Road to Tyranny was done. I released it. And, man, I was attacked. I was, and the only reason I'm talking about this is because it's important to understand the big picture. I was attacked from all these quarters, all these people today that claim they're the 9/11 Truth Movement leaders. Oh, Alex Jones, he's ridiculous. Of course the government wasn't involved. Of course they didn't have prior knowledge. Man, he's gone too far. And then a few months later, well, maybe the government had prior knowledge, but he's gone too far saying they were involved. And then, as time went on, these individuals popped up who would then say, I am the father of the 9/11 movement. I am the godfather. I tell you what to think. I tell you what to cover. And I tell you Alex Jones is bad. And so I sat there watching that, and I go, I mean, I'd break a story 3 years ago, and two and a half years later, they'd go, I broke the news of the war games. I broke it, and Alex stole it from me. I mean, it just, and I'm like, really? I had a film out 2 years ago saying this, and the AP said it a year ago. You know, it's just you couldn't get through to them. So I guess every few months I've got to tell you the facts here. I mean, it's quite a mantle. It's not one I want. It's a dangerous mantle. But, I mean, you want to know who started it. You want to know who saw it first. You want to know who saw it coming. You want to know who knows how this stuff works. Unfortunately, it's very painful to know all this stuff. It's me. It is I. Child Roland to the Dark Tower cometh. I mean, I know what the New World Order is up to. I understood it long before. I saw what they were doing. I took the heat. I lost the radio stations when I did that. Well, everybody else sat out sucking their thumbs. I ran up and took the machine gun nest. I hit the barbed wire, and I never talked about that. I didn't make a big deal out of it. I said, everybody's a leader. Everyone's important. Everybody. And then these people started telling me what I should think and what I should do and what I should say, and I'm not going to put up with it. I'm not going to put up with it. It's ridiculous. Because they're trying to control a movement that doesn't need to be controlled. All of you are leaders. All of you are important. All of you. It doesn't matter in the scheme of things who first talked about it, other than the fact that people claim that mantle who didn't and then claim authority out of it. Now, as for people getting into the Pentagon not being hit by a plane and people getting into, you know, different planes hitting the World Trade Centers. Look, there is a compelling argument, compelling evidence. The predominance of the preponderance of the evidence says that's true. But then, that huge spectrum of debate about exactly how it was done and who did it, and what plane they used, what missile they used, what they did with the planes. That whole spectrum of debate is an endless rabbit trail into the briar patch that no one is going to get out of. And that's why, that's when the media attacks the 9/11 truth movement, that's when I said they do this. I mean, I just understand them, folks. That's why they always attack those arguments. That's why they always go after that. Okay, people got to learn how to crawl before they can walk, before they can run, before they can vault. And there is a disease in the truth movement of not covering the basics. And I haven't been doing this enough. I need to go back like I did 3.5, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, and do whole weeks where I don't take calls, where I just read documents and show how they did it and go over all the facts and I didn't do whole weeks. I do like 3 days in a row, 3 hours every day, and even did the nighttime show live at the time and would do some days 6 hours. And I've got files that just are entire boxes after box. And none of that stuff ever gets covered. I mean, the insane, just look. Again, here's the analogy. The cops get a call. They hear some hikers were in a woodland area and heard a woman screaming at a cabin. They finally show up, and in the back, they find 30 dead bodies buried. They find videotapes that the killer's done as he tortures and kills them. They find the dead woman he's just killed hanging from a meat hook. These are real cases. You know, there have been real cases of this. They wait for Scumbag to come home and grab him. Scumbag won't talk. Scumbag won't ever talk. All right? And there's all this evidence that he did it. So if I was putting on a prosecution, would I focus in the prosecution? Now, did you slit her throat before you raped her? Now, who'd you bury first out there? Now, you know, where exactly did you grab the first person you killed? Or what did you say while you did it? I would just focus on the videos of him doing it, on all the really hardcore evidence. And then I certainly wouldn't then, and they've lost cases like this before, start trying to tag all the other cases that we think this, you know, other people, this serial killer murdered. I wouldn't start trying to go after those cases where we didn't even have a body or videotapes or admissions. And maybe a better murder investigation analogy is they pull the guy over, and he's got blood all over him, skin under his fingernails, a bloody butcher knife in the back of the car, and a truck driver saw the car pull out from this dirt road, and they go back and they find the dead body. And you know the guy did it. Okay? And then you go in before the jury, and his lawyer's going to say, well, he doesn't admit to it. Well, what's your proof? Well, under the fingernails, the blood, the knife fits the wounds. Well, yes, but, you know, what? You see, what happens is people don't go after, in my humble opinion, the most effective wide spectrum of data that we can prove their official story is a fraud. That number one, they're lying, their official story has been disproven from end to end. That's the first thing you do. Then you show the motive, the government documents calling for carrying out attacks, and then cases of the government carrying out terror attacks to blame it on enemies or a pretext for war. From the Maine to the Gulf of Tonkin to the USS Liberty to Project Gladio to Northwoods, all of it. And then you get into, well, where was Bush Sr.? Well, with the Carlyle Group and the Bin Ladens that morning. Oh, where was the head of Pakistani intelligence who wired money to Muhammad Atta? Where was he? Well, he was here. Well, what's the motive to this? Well, Dick Cheney says they need terror attacks. Well, and then, oh, the CIA did insider trading, Buzzy Krongard. Now Buzzy Krongard says we don't need to catch Bin Laden. Times of London. And, oh, they warned these public officials not to fly. And, oh, why did NORAD stand down? Let's subpoena these people. Let's sue them. Oh, look, NORAD thought it was a drill of the exact same thing happening. Hijacked jets flying to the World Trade Center and Pentagon as the operational cover. Oh, let's look at, you know, Building 7 and the crimp and how it imploded. And now they even admit that, you know, the fire couldn't have done that. Well, then what did it do that? Well, Larry Silverstein, you said you blew it up. Why aren't we talking more about that? There's literally, one time we counted them up a couple years ago, there was like 600 pieces of evidence. Then you get into, well, why was the FAA ordered to shred all the tapes? That's admitted. Well, who gave that order? Well, who gave them that order? Well, why was Dick Cheney in the bunker under the White House running it? And then running the situational control of it after that afternoon from Site R on the Maryland-Virginia border. Well, Cheney's declared national security on what he said during that period of time, but witnesses have leaked that it was to stand down. Well, we even have some of that coming out in Senate testimony leaking out, but it's ignored. Well, 3 months before, Dick Cheney took control from the generals to shoot down planes and gave it only to himself and the president. I removed that power from the brass. Why'd you do that? Why was the U.S. government paying for the houses, cars, credit cards of some of the hijackers? Why were they living at U.S. military bases? Why were they living with U.S. informants? On and on and on. Why did you tell actor James Woods a week before when Atta and others were part of a government drill and he thought it was a simulated hijacking, which it was? Why did you tell James Woods to shut up under national security a week before? Bush, why did you sign W-199I telling the FBI not to stop al-Qaeda? Why did you threaten FBI agents with arrest if they tell us what they know? All we can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens. Why did Marvin Bush run security for the towers? Why did his two-year contract end on September 11th? Scripted out 2 years before. So they wouldn't have liability. Why did Larry Silverstein take out double insurance policies 2 months before 9/11? And you just go walk people, there's like 600 pieces. You walk them through that. I mean, there's points about 9/11 that people never know, that never talk about, never discuss, and we cover most of them, there's too many to cover, in martial law. All right, we'll take your calls when we get back and get into other news. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources. The real money, folks. Let's review a few things from the past year. November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
Jeff, Chris, Rick, many others. We're going to get to you in a minute here, but I didn't really finish my analogy of the police and the crime scene with the serial killer. The defense lawyers are going to go, officers, did you see him plunge the knife into them? What's your proof? Well, tell us exactly how he did it. You know, they've dug the dead bodies up. You know, they've got all the proof. But if we then try to get into just the absolute total minutiae, you know, which button on the intercom did Dick Cheney hit to order the stand down, you know, if we just know he ordered the stand down. If we get into the total minutiae, then we're not going to win this case. But overwhelmingly, with all the evidence, you can convince any jury that this is the guilty party. This is the killer. And the big problem is that people love to make names for themselves. So coming up with a pet theory that you know, is bizarre or odd or interesting or in one of these nebulous areas gets a lot of attention. I mean, coming up with the idea that holograms are doing it, I mean, people have done that, and they just love it. And the government just loves that. It's ridiculous. And then, you know, I'll be on a talk show talking about serious issues, and the host goes, are you one of those that thinks the hologram did it? You know, it just never ends. And I go, no, I'm the one that read the PNAC documents where they said they wanted terror attacks. You know, I'm the one that read what Brzezina Brzezinski said about it. You know, I'm the one that has the Northwoods document. I'm the one that has 600-plus points that cannot be refuted. And that is the effective way to wake people up. We know they did it. We caught them red-handed. And if we let them get us into an argument about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin and let them set the debate, we got a major problem. Jeff in Mass. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, Alex. Now, as far as the Mexican Special Forces coming into our border, can you elaborate on that? Because I never heard that, but it seems like it's the truth.
Brownsville newspaper, Dallas Morning News.
Whoa.
This one is out of NBC News 5, out of Phoenix. And Mexican Drug Commandos is the headline. They were the elite special forces of Mexican military, trained in the U.S. at the School of Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, and sent to wipe out one of the most powerful Mexican drug cartels. But these soldiers deserted. Not true. They're doing their job.
Wow.
The muscle of the CIA and became the muscle for the very cartel they were supposed to destroy. According to this Department of Justice intelligence bulletin obtained by 5i Team, these rogue commandos, now known as Los Zetas, may be heading our way.
And wow.
Then it gets, sir, in Dallas, they've been machine gunning, car bombing. Can you imagine if Arabs blew up a Suburban?
You're right.
And killed four people and caught a building on fire?
You're right.
Can you imagine in Austin they've committed murders, San Antonio, they're machine-gunning people almost on a monthly basis. They've even killed cops, but it's kept very quiet
because
some special young men.
Alex, you are so right. And point two, which you're right about this, too, is that violence is not good because it only destroys what you're trying to accomplish anyways.
Well, offensive violence will feed into the hands of the globalists. I'm not saying that morally we don't have a right to, I mean, this is a criminal government, but we have to play chess instead of checkers. That's what they want us to do.
Alex, you're right, because I play chess, and you're absolutely right. These guys are playing us like chess pieces, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, they're playing 10 moves ahead.
Yes.
And the American people don't even know how to play chess at a five-year-old level.
You are so right, because I played chess, too, And you're so right about, you know, offensive violence being wrong, because they'll just use it to propagandize us, just like the brown shirts back in Nazi Germany in the Night of the Long Knives. And in fact, the poison and the antidote is made in the same laboratory.
Listen, I appreciate your call. I'll get into the Mexican troop thing later in the next segment. Let's go to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead.
Oh, it's good to talk to you, Alex. I just wanted to make a comment on your film, Martial Law.
Yes, sir.
I saw it for the first time yesterday, and I watched it with two other people. And I just want you to know the effect of the truth literally made them physically ill, if you can believe that.
No, we've gotten that report a lot from Road to Tyranny and Martial Law.
Yeah, they were so blown away.
If you're not normal, you won't get sick. But if you are normal, you will. I mean, finding out we got a bunch of murdering criminals running things is nauseating. It's scary. It's serious.
It definitely is, and I just wanted to say it is truly your best film ever.
Well, I appreciate that plug. Anything else in your mind, Chris?
No, I'm good. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Rick in Baltimore and many others, your calls are coming up next. 1-800-259-9231. I ran out of the office with this article today. I didn't tell my webmaster to post it. I need to get all the other Mexican military gang articles from Texas papers posted with this one. We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book The Bible Says for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book The Bible Says by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon-222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You've heard all of the people out there that have seen martial law who are saying it's my best work ever. And Jeff Rentz, TV producer, former anchorman, award-winning, said it's the best documentary film he's ever seen. I mean, that's the type of reviews that are just pouring in. I had a major Hollywood director just the other day who I sent a couple copies of the film. He's a friend of mine. He just said, man, this is your best work. This is incredible. And so I solicited from him a review. I don't know if I'm going to get one, but the point is, I'm not going to take his words and use it as a review without his permission. He had even more glowing comments than what I just said, but it's a really good video, and I'm just going to give this number out twice. 1-888-253-3139 to order it. They can answer all your questions when you call. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com to order hard copies via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and you can watch all my films there and so much more for 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. All right, Rick and Gary and others, your calls are coming up. We'll take a few more calls. Then I've got to get into the Mexican troop hitman situation. And then the good news with the EU expansion running into real resistance in the Netherlands and in France as well. And just a bunch of other news, and we'll go back into your calls. But right now, we haven't had her on in a week or two. I'm honored to have her. Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, the Made to America Black Berkey System. They also have the Brit models, if you want them, which are excellent as well. But quite a rarity, something actually made in America of high quality. And Debbie, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. I'm really glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Are you still offering that great special you offered a week and a half ago of the big mega filter that does 3 gallons at a time for $240-something?
We do. We have it's the 3 gallon stainless steel with the ceramic filters in it that are the imperial size, and it's $225 only. And it's really a great opportunity for
$225?
People. $225? Yeah, $225.
Aren't those normally, in a store, those are like $400.
Right, yeah. We really want to get these.
What do you normally sell those for? And again, you're the national distributor. I mean, isn't it like $350 or something?
Right, it sure is. About $339.
And so I just said $240. I was $225?
Correct.
I haven't heard a deal like that in years.
No, and we really feel it's imperative for those people who have been waiting to get a system. They want a stainless steel, but they want it bigger than the 2.25 gallon one, and they want it affordable. This is the time to buy it. You know, I don't know how long we'll have this available, but it's a great deal.
This is great for people that have restaurants or cook for a lot of people, so you cook with good water too. And
right.
It does, you can dump 3 gallons on the top of it. How long does it take those 3 gallons to go through?
It really does it in like about an hour and a half, 2 hours with just two of the big ceramic filters in it. It does it pretty quick because it has more head pressure because there's more water going through the filters, more weight pushing it through. So
and again, the Chinese and Indian knockoffs will do 3 gallons in 5 minutes, but it doesn't clean the water.
Right.
It's a joke, folks.
Yeah, so it's
so
it's
$225
really plus shipping.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really a good deal, and we really want to hear from your listeners. And it's the end of the month, and we'd like to get those calls in, you know, and get the orders issued before the holiday weekend.
Hey, I keep forgetting to call you. Will you send me a five sports bottle package?
I will. And you also want 2 shower filters, right?
Remember, I asked you. I need to call you.
I forgot about it until right now.
I know.
Okay.
I'm not going through normal channels. I always ask you on it. Yeah, send me
okay.
Two of those. Send me because yeah,
you have 5 sport bottles.
I've got the last ones I bought for like a year, and you're supposed to replace them after a year, right?
Okay. What, the sport bottles or the shower filter?
The shower filter.
Yeah, once a year or every 10,000 gallons.
It's actually been like a year and a half, so I got to do that. So yeah. So here's the order, Debbie. I'm so busy, I never have time to call you. I want 2 of those and a five sports bottle Berkey special, and you can just charge my credit card.
Okay.
But you've already
got it. I will do it.
And the others are for gifts. My sister leaves next week for, what is it, New Guinea or something, and they say she needs a sports bottle.
Oh, well, we'll get them shipped out to you today.
Yeah. But, I keep forgetting my parents are like, get that for us.
Yeah. Guess where I'm going this weekend?
Where are you going?
Mount Rushmore. And I'm taking my Berkey sport bottles with me.
Well, that's good. You may be with Al-Qaeda then. It's evil to not trust the government and not drink their water.
Well,
so what if it smells like rat excreta? Just go ahead and drink that water, Debbie. How dare you filter it?
I know. I was at my neighbor's last night, and they were talking about MTBE and the gas, you know, and how they actually drive out of town to get gasoline that doesn't have MTBE in it because they're real car enthusiasts. And I said, well, you know, what about drinking MTBE? And they said, well, what are you talking about? And I said, well, did you know that there's MTBE in most of the water sources? And they said, no. And I said, well, you know, our Berkey water filters take out the MTBE. And you know,
48 states, a wonderful carcinogen that they put in there. It's simple. The chemical companies have got a poisonous byproduct they have to store for millions of dollars every year per facility. They just get Congress to pass a law to put it in the fuel.
Right, just like the fluoride. You know,
and just like depleted uranium. Oh, you got a bunch of stuff from reactors? Well, we'll just put it in weapons.
Yeah. Well,
Debbie, give folks the toll-free number to get that special or other specials.
Sure. It's toll-free 1-888-803-4438. Or you can go to our website at berkeywater.com, and it's spelled BERKEYWATER.com.
888-803-4438. It's been years since I've heard you sell the Imperials for anywhere near that price.
Well, actually,
I've never heard it for that price, have I?
No. No, and this isn't the Imperial. The Imperial holds 5 gallons. This is in between the Imperial and the Big Berkey. It holds 3 gallons.
And what is a
3 gallon
called?
We don't have a name yet. We're just calling it the Stainless Steel 3 gallon right now.
Yeah.
And it is really, it's beautiful.
Well, I know there's a bunch of names for them, because I've sold them in the past for you.
Yeah, this is our first time having the 3 gallons, but we're real excited about it, and we're looking forward to getting it out there to the public, and, you know, lots
all right,
of
well, here's the number.
That.
Here's the number, 888-803-4438. And, folks, I say you should just trust the government. They never lie to you, and just keep drinking that stinky tap water. Don't be like I am, you know, because now I can't drink tap water. It smells, it stinks. Haven't even been drinking good water, it's even worse. But, again, don't listen to us. Love your government. Trust them. You know, my dad's a dentist, and one of his friends is Dr. King. He's got a big pool, and he drained it and refilled it. He made the joke that he tested it, and the test strip said perfect chlorination, perfect chemicalization, without even adding chemicals, Debbie.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Delicious. And, yeah, I've talked to a lot of people. I have a neighbor who sells hot tubs, and he said, Alex, he goes, I used to live in Dallas. I lived in Florida, you know, for this company. He works for a big company. Okay, he works for Hot Spring Tubs. Great folks. And he said in all over the country, because particularly in Austin, he goes, the stuff is the alkalinity is so high. It is so full of chemicals. It is so horrible. And I don't know how anybody can drink this stuff. You know, a fish won't live in your tap water, folks.
Well, and Alex, a lot of people who have pools and everything have to do things to their water to get the levels down rather than up. Even the health spas, the one that I go to, they have to put stuff, they have to do things to make it so it has less.
No, that's what the hot tub guy told me. That's what the hot tub guy told me. He said the chemicals are higher than what it's supposed to be.
Right, exactly. It's crazy, and yet you drink that water, and it's
you know
so
what?
Nasty.
I want people to do this. I want them to call a pool place and ask them. I don't want them to believe us. They ought to just call randomly a pool place up and go, is the water coming out of the tap have more chlorine than it needs to even for your pool? Debbie, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate you spending that time with us. What a darling.
Have a nice Memorial weekend.
You too. Yeah, give her a call, folks, 888-803-4438. Don't wait. No, seriously on this subject. How on earth do we get to this point where we just trust them and drink water that stinks? And then they have all these sitcoms and dramas and movies where they make fun of people that don't trust the tap water. You know, they'll just stop in the middle of Frasier and, oh, he's a kook. He probably thinks the tap water isn't safe. Probably doesn't like the New World Order. That was actually in an episode. Or, you know, Dr. Strangelove. You know, you're an insane, murdering killer that's going to nuke the earth if you believe sodium fluoride's bad for you. So just don't believe us, folks. Just believe the government and drink water that a fish won't live in. Do it. Go to the store. Get a goldfish and put the goldfish in the tap water, and it will die. It will die. Let me say it again. It will die. The pigs won't eat the genetically modified corn. Why is that? Why is that the case? Well, because the pigs are with Al-Qaeda. They're trying to overthrow the government. Anyone who doesn't worship the government is with Al-Qaeda. We've got to learn this mindset. Just trust them. You know, police and military, the government loves you so much, why do they tell you to drink the tap water too? If they love you so much, why do they have you breathe depleted uranium? If they love you so much, you know, you're eating this stuff too. Your children are eating it. Do you love your children? No. You love the government. You're sacrificing this culture on the altar of the New World Order. Who's up next here? Rick in Baltimore. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I haven't talked to you in a few years. I've known you from day one.
Well, I'm evil because I don't like tap water, but go ahead.
Well, You remember Sheldon Wyatt? We sent you some videos of putting your videos long.
I recognize your voice.
Yes,
you're
sir.
The guys that shot the video, the Marines practicing taking over the city.
Yes,
and then
correct.
And then was that you the troops walk over to and say, turn your camera off?
That was Sheldon, and the sheriff come and locked him up. Yeah, if we're taping all this.
Yeah, because it's such freedom. He's out on the side of the street videotaping the military practicing taking over the city, and they have the 10-year-old kids as tattletale squads telling them where the gun owners are. That's in Police State 2000. That's our new freedom, because you may have been with Al-Qaeda, because you wanted to videotape a god.
And who's been appointing the generals for the last 20 years? A guy from Michigan, Levitt, and John Warner on the Armed Service Committee. All controlled. But, Alex, I want to tell the people how right you were about the Oklahoma bombing. Okay, you go to World Net Daily. You got a story on there where this judge has asked for documents to be released from the FBI on the docket. And it's come out today that the Southern Law Poverty Center had an informer in there as a sting operation, okay? You got to get this story out there. And
well,
you were right. So I'm telling you, Alex Jones is telling you the truth of everything.
Well, we try our best. We're about 95% right. I mean, I make mistakes.
I got to give you 99.
Well, actually, I mean, everybody knew this years ago. We've had Colonel Roberts on and countless others who worked the case, and that's part of a wheel within a wheel. You got Elohim City with Andre Strassmeyer, the son of the top Nazi, who openly works for the... What is it, GSGQ, I forget the exact name of the German secret sub-intelligence anti-terror directorate, but it's like GSGQX or something. It's in some of my films. They got him in there with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They actually run. Southern Poverty Law Center didn't just have informants. They were running it, and they were trying to get poor idiot right-wingers and white supremacists tied in with them to try to blame it on white supremacists and Arabs and go after both groups, but it didn't work as well because Carol Howell, the informant, had already blown the whistle that they were going to do this, so they had to compartmentalize and only do part of the operation and leave the Arabs out and also leave the white supremacists out, just use their patsy, who they, of course, tortured into submission, McVeigh, and gave him a public mind control doctor, Jolyon West, who was in the MKUltra hearings in the 70s, was his doctor until the day they killed him, and he since died. I mean, let me just finish this. I haven't read the article, but I know that it has come out. The document has been released. I guess now they want it formally. But the Southern Poverty Law Center knew. And, of course, it's like the FBI cooking the bomb and training the driver in the first World Trade Center bombing. They cook it. They build it. They do it. And then their wind-up toys do it. And then they dance around going, give us your rights. Give us your rights. Sorry. Go ahead.
And then they set up then they try to get the bills passed with pressure to take away your guns.
Well, I mean, folks, ask yourself a 2-year-old question. Does a blowing up a federal building help conservatives and militias? No. Does it help the Arabs to fly planes into the Empire's buildings? No. Does it help the Chechens to bomb Russian apartment buildings? No. And then you look at the evidence, it's the people that stand to gain. It's the government.
Remember, they send in tanks after children in Waco. Tanks!
Oh, I love you.
I mean,
Rick, you haven't called in about 4 years. I just love your voice.
You're marvelous. Hang in there. God bless you. And wake up, America.
Well, hey, brother, where you been all these years, Rick? He's already gone. That's a ghost from the past. A blast from the past. Man, if I'd known that'd have been that, Rick. Yeah, you ought to. That's in Police State 2000. Imagine. They live right down the street in the town next to Hebron, Maryland. They drive, 20 miles. They show up, and there's troops stomping around. And they walk over, and then it shows the Marines taking over the city hall, and there's kids running around. And they got neighbors who allow them to do mock gun confiscations. They admit it's for America. That was in 1998. It's in Police State 2000. And they're just out there videotaping, and cops walk over with troops with machine guns behind them and arrest them. What are you doing with that camera? Hey, what are you doing? Well, nothing. I'm filming. All right, come with me. And then the camera turns off. That's your freedom. Look at the Christian Science Monitor 3 days ago. There's no law you can't film, but they're arresting people all over. I mean, accredited news cameras. They're setting the precedent. They're setting the precedent. They're doing it. Folks, you wonder why I've been freaking out. People go, Alex Jones, fearmongers. Well, I mean, I got video of 1999, and I went to the Urban Warrior Drill, and they had the role players playing the parts of Americans having their guns taken. I mean, I'm watching foreign groups trying to take my guns. And being called a black helicopter nut for it because I went and videotaped the black helicopters. And the police chief throwing them out of the city for trying to bribe him in San Antonio. I mean, that's all we ever did was cover the facts. I forget all the stuff that's in my videos. I mean, it's just they got little kids, 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, riding around on their bikes, and the Marines talk to them. No, go tell me where the guns are.
Yes, sir.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, and bindable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
In about 3 years. And I'm told, even from press reports, they're now admitting it, it's about 5 times worse. Big one going on in Maryland right now. They're going on all over the place on a weekly basis. And it's just horrible. I wish I had time to go to these. Maybe you can go to these. And we had a listener, we put it in Police State 2, the takeover, who went to one in Swansboro, North Carolina. Swansboro, Alabama. Man, I tell you, I got to go rewatch those films. And he's there, and the troops walk over, And they're actually running checkpoints, pulling people out of cars. And it wasn't role players. Oh, we're here raiding the sheriff today, part of the drill, but it's real. I mean, that's how crazy all of this is getting. So I suggest you go out to these events. But I don't know of them arresting cameramen except at one of those events. But that was back in 98 when they were trying to keep it secret. Now they'll just, they got like Colonel Love on tape. In Police State 2000 and 99, a year later, going, yeah, this is for domestic. Yeah, sure. So, you know, before it was real secretive. Now it's just, yeah, it is. You like it? I mean, it's out of control. I promise when we start the next hour, I'll go right to Gary and David and Larry and everybody. But I need to get to this because I mentioned it earlier. Just some background. Again, the Dallas Morning News about 2 months ago and the Brownsville paper. It was also mentioned in some San Antonio news stations. Mexican Special Forces troops, trained by the U.S. government, and they still work for them. They're enforcers. They go out and kill the cartels and kill people that don't play ball, that don't pay their cut, because they're doing all this. They've got to claim, they're acting on their own. And they've blown up a couple cars in Dallas. They machine gun. They kill people in their houses, burn the houses down. They've been connected to murders in Austin, murders in San Antonio, and they're enforcers. Just like 25% of the military in Iraq were illegal aliens, and now they're legal, and it's like the Germans were used by the British to come into America in 1776, the Hessian troops. It's the same thing. And the reason you know it's a globalist op is not just all the background, but also this only makes it in local papers. You never hear it nationally unless we break that monopoly here on this broadcast. But the newest one came out a couple days ago, and it's from KPHO, Mexican Drug Commandos. I'm going to get this posted on InfoWars. I forgot to tell my webmaster. They were the elite special forces of the Mexican military, trained in the U.S. at the School of Americas. That's the torture school at Fort Benning. Just like the Iraqi Republican Guard were, that were involved in bombing. They were trained at a nearby base that trains Arabs. They were involved in bombing OKC. Job well done. They were the elite special forces of Mexican military, trained in the U.S. at the School of Americas at Fort Benning, Georgia, and set to wipe out one of the most powerful Mexican drug cartels. But these soldiers deserted and became the muscle of the very cartel they were supposed to destroy. According to this Department of Justice intelligence bulletin obtained by 5i team, these rogue commandos, now known as Los Zetas, may be heading our way. And this is Arizona. The normally busy streets and busy stores in Nogales, Sonora, have been a little less bustling lately. Cesar Ferrero says, it's been slow this year, Cesar Ferrero says. This empty store is the result of rumors about a drug war. Tourists are scared. Yeah, no one goes down there now, because it is a hellhole. It isn't rumors. The intelligence bulletins was obtained, it says, Zetas and responsible for hundreds of violent drug-related murders. Hundreds? It says, but it's kept secret. See, it's a secret bulletin. Cop killers, you name it. Cop cuts in on the CIA drugs. Mexican hit team. Hardcore assassins, they come your way. The Mexican mafia is in the CIA's hip pocket. And Bush says, amnesty, open borders, border patrol, stand down. It says they've executed journalists, murdered people in Dallas, McAllen, and Laredo, Texas. They're even, this is the article, I'm going to continue with it. They've even murdered federal agents, border patrol. We'll be right back.
Introducing...